Blog Talk Radio.
Too bad, because
no one else has called, and this is perfect. I was actually hoping this would happen. Okay, so I'm going to put my phone on mute for the first 26 minutes, and we're going to watch this vid. I love you guys. Okay, goodbye. I'm not hanging up, but you're not going to hear anything on the radio, okay? So start the video. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. If you're in the chat room or no one's called in yet, which is awesome. If you're wondering why it's silent, it's because we're watching the JD for Rob video, which is almost over. I played it in the beginning. It's in the chat room. We're watching it as a church. Another 15 or so minutes. Okay, so don't hang up if you're going to call in. I mean, just know that's what we're doing. Thanks. What we're doing, right, Keith? Did you hear what we're doing?
Okay, I can hear it now.
Oh, yeah, we are actually in the chat room. We're watching the video by JD Farag for the first 26 minutes. We're almost done with it. But if you go onto YouTube and click JD Farag and it's Mideast update for May 11th, we're just watching that as a church, and then when it's over, we'll come back on. So don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Okay, love you. I'm muted again. Hi, Tana. Tana, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. In case anybody was wondering, the reason why we didn't have any sound for the first 30 minutes is because we were listening to the video that I posted in chat by JD for Rog. It's his Mideast prophecy update for May 11th. It's a particularly good one, and I just felt like the Lord wanted us to watch it as a church. I watched it a couple times today, and it just really ministered to me. So I hope everybody was blessed by that. And in chat, if you're watching it. So, what are you on your way to work, Tana?
I'm actually on my way home from work.
Oh, okay. Hi, Keith.
Yeah.
Keith is here, too.
Yes, I'm driving. Yeah, he was texting me. Is the show going? I'm like, it should be. And I was like, heard nothing. And then I called back and was just waiting. And I'm glad I did, because here you are. And now I know.
Yeah, it was a strange thing to do it like this, but I just felt like we should all watch it together and be blessed together, and it was perfect because nobody had called in, so it was just like, it was the perfect thing to do. Anyway, I hope everybody was blessed. It's really good to hear your voice, Tana and Keith. Glad you called in.
Hey.
Alana's on the line, and Alana wanted to share a God incident. I'm so looking forward to this. Does it have to do with the email you sent me, Alana? Alana, we're here. We love you. Alana?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Hi. I'm so glad. It's so wonderful when you call. It's just wonderful to hear your voice, sister. So Alana's going to take it away for us. Go for it.
Well, let's see if I can disconnect from hearing, like, dual voices. I feel schizophrenic somehow. Okay, let me just put you on a mute here. All right. I am very uncertain, and if nothing else, I am extremely humbled by this word. I woke up this morning. It's one of the few mornings I really have time. And I'm just going to read it without a lot of fratafra. Okay. My dearest love, on a beautiful morning, you seek me, not content with anything save me, with burning in your heart, compassion for the church. To do so, you seek a date. You seek an hour and a time. All of creation groans, awaiting my coming. I flirt with you no longer. For you know that I am he who has won your soul as well as your heart. You come in great need, seeking my coming, seeking for confirmation, seeking my truth, seeking my law of love. You will see me, you who await my coming, my church. You have waited long. The church has waited, some longer, but all with love. I flirt no longer. My bride awaits me. You wonder if you will see another week in this land. Y'all ready? You will not.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. For behold, a great darkness will cover this earth as I snatch away the bride and the flower of my heart, my glory, my beloved. And you can feel me because I'm like totally falling apart. Oh, my Lord, do not let my own imagination break my heart again. I could say I could not bear it, but I will bear it if I lie to myself. Think you that I lie? Think this to be a feint of love? And I have to explain this, a feint, F-E-I-N-T. That's a word in swordsmanship and in battle. It's one that I know, but one that you might want to look up. It's a false move. So it said, think you that I lie? Think this to be a feint of love? I trust not my own heart, as it might mislead. How can I make this clear to you, my child? I cast out every figment of imagination from you that you might hear me alone. I come. I come quickly. This is the time foretold. Ready, y'all? This is the week of my coming. Deep in your own soul, you will sense the day and hour. My Lord, the bride is desperate, longing for your coming. Her love is great, mine greater. My father sees the longing for the marriage. My father is merciful. My love, do you know the father's will in this? God, I'm so bold. I and the father are one. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. I come. Like a thief, like a secret lover, I have left my signs at your doorstep. Now I will be clear. I flirt no longer. My might prevails. My Lord, if I err in this message, if I hurt the church, I will be to my Lord. Please keep me in your grace. My grace is sufficient. I am with thee, for you have loved me. The church is one. The church is my bride. My Lord, I'm not sure we can last another week. So you will not. The game of flirtation is finished. I love my children. I can hold back no longer. Please let not false hope crush us again, my Lord. I will not crush you. I will uplift you. Be at ease. You have paid the bridal price. My Lord, can you grant me confirmation? I'm not sure I can get through this. To the Bible, I went to, and write this down, baby, Zephaniah 3. And I think it's most of Zephaniah, but especially verses 19 and 20, which is where my right forefinger fell. And I will read it out to you. Behold, at that day I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out. And I will give them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a fame and a praise among all the people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. My Lord, this is a mighty word and a firm declaration. I am afraid to announce it. For if it fails, I will not stop seeking you ever, but I will cease seeking a word from you, for I know that you cannot lie. Therefore, any lie must be from me, and I will not lie before the people. This will break my heart, but I must stand firm on this. If I am deceived, I can no longer seek. I cannot bear to lie. My child, you have bared your heart to me. I bear mine to you. Your fear has made this. Send this forth, dear one. My church, do not fret, but be of the greatest cheer. For behold, thy king as king cometh unto thee with great love and compassion, with liberation and joy. Warn the world of my arrival. Thank you, my Lord. What voice speaketh thou unto me? I am thy Lord, and a plague be upon whatever might defile my word. My Lord, do I defile your word? My child, have I brought you here to defile you? Let go of your fear. Rejoice. Amen, my Lord. I am obedient even unto death. You shall not die, but live. Now send this forth. And that I have done, church, and with much fear and trembling, believe me, I've been crying all day.
Well, you got me and Billy crying in chat. I'm choked up. I was crying in my kitchen. Wow. Wow. What,
I'm not in chat, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Everybody, Rojo's saying, I love the way. It's hard to talk, you guys. It's really hard to talk after a word like this. This is a living Bible. Alana is a living Bible. The Lord himself has spoken. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Rojo was saying that she loves the way you read. It's so beautiful. And it is really beautiful to have you read it. There's just a way that you have with words and the way you talk. It's wonderful. And everyone in the chat room is just being blessed right now by this word. Thank you so much, Alana. What a beautiful treat. We just never know what the Lord's going to do, which is why he wanted this show twice a day. Go ahead, Alana.
All I was going to say is if you think you bring forth a word like this without fear, trembling, heartache, sobbing, everything, you know, it's one thing to do telephone, the Lord loves you, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. If anybody who's done this, if you bring forth a word like this, absolute terror. So
yeah.
I just want to say thank you for allowing me to do that. I wanted to encourage you, and I wanted to bring forth the word that I was given. So thank you. I'll come back to chat.
Alana, I was going to say, you know, when the Lord first fell on my son in our house and when he encouraged us, he fell on my son November 19th, and then on December 5th, he wanted us to make our first video. Believe me, I was I was like, Lord. But we knew it was the Lord, but so many of the things that I said, I was afraid to say, but I know they are him, but they're just so like, Lord, really? Are you sure? And Lord's like, yes, say it. But I want to read, Blah put the scripture that you talked about, and I'm going to read it. So Blah put it in the chat room for us. Here it is. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor. At that time, it's going to make me cry. At that time I will gather you. At that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortune. So thank you, Lord. Before your very eyes, says the Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for a powerful word through a powerful bride. We love you. We love you. So, Tana and Keith, you're on the phone. Glad you guys are here. I want to welcome Stacy, Chat, and Blah. Blah said he would call in, so I'm going to put you on the spot, Blah. And Carol, I think she was going to call in with a word. That'd be wonderful. I want to welcome Gemma and we have a guest. Make a name. We would love to know you by name, unless you don't want to. That's fine. Joe and Chris Slaughter and Nick, I'm so glad you're here. And Alana, of course, who just got off the phone but said that beautiful word, Alana's no-show. And Oli Bill, glad you're here. Bill went on a bike ride today. He sent me a pic. That was really fun. You know, we've become a real family here. We send each other pictures and videos. And, you know, if you're feeling lonely and you want stuff, just, you know, tell us. Say, hey, I want some pictures. I took a picture yesterday of another rapture rabbit I found on my hike. I can't believe that evening service ended and I forgot to tell you guys. I saw a rabbit that I have never seen this type of rabbit before in nature in my entire life. Its ears were like over a foot long, and they were big and round ears, just like nothing I've ever seen. And it was a cream-colored rabbit, and the Lord had me turn it just the right time so I could see it, and I snapped a bunch of photos of it. I'm just having a hard time getting those photos uploaded. I usually have no problem. I don't know what's going on, but I did see a rapture rabbit yesterday. And it was really wonderful. So I'll get those pictures out. I sent the other one I had of the black rabbit. This was a cream-colored one. And it's just the Lord flirting, you guys. He's just flirting. We have a joke about the rapture rabbit coming to get us. I asked the Lord if he would be the lion of the tribe of Judah with rabbit ears to make me laugh. And, you know, we just have, you know, when you get to know the Lord and you're his good friend, you have inside jokes, you know. He's a good guy. Anyway, Raina, welcome. Rojo, glad you're here. Roman, Leah, I'm so glad Leah's in chat. She can't always be in chat, so it's nice she's here in chat. Rita, good to see you. And wow, that knocked the wind out of me. That was such a beautiful word. Roman in the chat room said, I had a dream of all of us at a round dinner table last night. And we were looking for the Lord to come through the door. And I saw you, Stacy, really excited, so excited. You were looking really hard. Wow, probably looking really hard to see him, huh? Wow, we're so blessed to be able to fellowship. Wow. Okay, so Tana and Keith, anything you want to share, beautiful people? People of God?
That was amazing. I'm in the grocery store right now, but getting some Pringles. We do that, of course. but that was an amazing word that Alana gave. Thank you, Alana, for sharing. Awesome. That was so cool.
That was cool. Thank you, Alana. That was so sweet. And
actually, more
I like,
so thank you, God. That, thank you, Jesus, for giving that to us. Thank you.
Yeah. The part I like the best is how Alana represents us, and she asked the best questions of all of those. Oh, man, I love that. Thank you, Alana. We're asking those urgent questions, when, and all those good things, because then the Lord can answer back and satisfy our heart with those answers. Wonderful.
Yeah. Absolutely. God has gifted her that with that. And what a lovely thing to have so many multitudes of gifts in one body, and everybody being so unique in their personality and their way, that it's never boring, is it, Keith? Never boring at RCC, is it?
It's always colorful and exciting.
We have so many personalities, and I love this church. I love this church. I really do. We really become a family. You know, Jason, as we know, he led his girlfriend's 15-year-old daughter to the Lord. Well, we did it together in chat, but she'd been asking him about, she started watching rapture movies with him, And anyway, long story short, last night he was in chat. He's like, you guys, I got to go. Emily wants to watch more rapture movies. So, you know, the Lord, he's just amazed. He never would have dreamed that this was going to happen. He's like, I still can't believe that the Lord saved her and she's going with me. And now he knows, you know, how the other people will be saved. They're going to see them disappear together. And that's why I made that funny video for Emily, welcoming her to the RCC family, because I'm so happy that we got to be a part of that in late night chat with Jason, you know, leading her to the Lord and doing a prayer with her. And she's just a beautiful 15-year-old. And it was the same day that Jim had the word that God said, I'm waiting for 15 more young people to come in between the ages of 15 and 19. Tana, I mean, you were there for the whole thing. Isn't it just a miracle? It's just a complete miracle, isn't it, hon?
Yeah, it definitely is. I didn't, I wasn't there for, you were praying, but then I got on after when the whole thing was happening. But it was amazing because the day before we were all you, Jason, and I were all in chat saying, oh, no, she's going to be okay, you know, and like, so we were all talking about that situation before the word the next day, so it was amazing that that happened. Definitely a miracle. And, yes, it happened. Pardon?
Oh, go ahead.
I was saying, it's amazing that he's doing it this way because, yes, Jason and Emily are going to disappear, and that'll wake up the rest of the family, whether it would be for the rapture bride or even in the tribulation when everybody's gone from the family. It'll definitely save those souls. So that's awesome, the mercy he's showing for the rest of the family.
Were you chatting with her, Tana? Emily, was the 15-year-old girl actually chatting with you in the chat room?
Oh, no, she hasn't. She chatted with Judy. Well, Judy actually talked to her.
She private messaged me, and I led her to the Lord through the sinner's prayer, basically, and then told her some things that God was going to do for her. And it was just beautiful, Keith.
Oh, wow.
What's so cool is we did it as a family. Like, I had been praying for Emily for 2 months prior because Jason 302 always comes to the chat room. And you guys know I'm a chat room groupie. So I've gotten to know Jason really well in the chat room and, you know, his situation. And I told him, I'm praying for her. Don't worry, my prayers are powerful, you know.
He thought I was just kidding.
But he's like, I can't believe this. All of our prayers are powerful. You just have to believe it,
And
I told her these kids are going to get saved. I told him it's going to be okay. And then, boom, he's still in shock. And he usually stays in chat at all hours with us, but he had to leave early because Emily, his new convert, given to him by the Lord, wanted to watch Rapture movie, so he was excited. He's on cloud nine. He's so excited. And, you know, I live for that high of being able to bring somebody to the Lord. There's nothing that makes me happy in this world, knowing that somebody's life was made better because I was able to tell them something about Jesus. Don't you feel that way, Keith? I mean, isn't that the best thing in the world?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, for my ministry, the main thing I do is I take people that are already saved and I tell them more about Jesus, mature their walk in Christ and grow them up and open their gifts up. So it's an ongoing process and it is wonderful. I agree.
And shout out to Emily.
It is.
Go ahead, Judy.
Emily, if you're listening, hello. We love you, honey.
Shout out to Emily. Hi, guys.
Oh, guys, Blah called in. Blah, we're so happy you called in. So glad. I'm so excited to hear you share, Blah. I appreciate that. Let me just say one thing really quick. Alana, many people are asking for your word that you gave to us. So I think you emailed it to me. Can I forward it to people? I just want to get your permission. I think you'll say it's okay, obviously. But if you want Alana's word, just ask her to email it to you. Okay, or I can forward it to you. Either way is fine if Alana says it's okay, which I'm just going to wait for her to do that in chat. And then before I want to just read before it goes away what Roman's saying in chat. Roman said he had a dream. He said, and Blah has a dream, so that's going to be fun. We're going to hear his dream in a minute. Roman said, I saw Obama in my dream as well, and he was in a supermarket, and he had a crowd around him. I was going to shout Antichrist at him, but someone stopped me, and we were in the parking lot, and that guy started shooting at me, and I was running in circles, dodging all the bullets, and then someone shot him. It was a weird dream. Okay. All right. Alana's a little bit, don't worry, Alana, honey, it's okay, the Lord is with you, honey. She said I can forward you the emails. She's just a little scared, it's okay. Blah said, okay, Blah, why don't you tell us? He said he saw him in the supermarket, too, that's interesting. So take it away, Blah, we're so glad you're here. And, hey, Keith, could you help host tonight? I'm doing a few things in my house while I'm listening to the show, so could you kind of help host for me?
What do you want me to
Hello?
Host? Yes.
Well, could you help me host? Because I have a few things that I'm needing to do in my house, but like I'm here, I'm listening to the show. But if you don't mind, so we have you and Blah and myself are on the line. Tana got dropped for whatever reason. So welcome, Blah, everybody. Blah's here. Sure, Blah.
Hello. Hey, Keith.
Hey, Blah. Hey.
Hey, Judy. Hello, everybody. I was kind of talking. Who's that?
Oh, that was me. I was just using my high voice.
Oh.
No, it's just me. It's just me and Keith on the line.
Okay. We're talking in chat about this cool dream was, you know, Roman was talking about. It was, all I was saying in chat was that I had a similar dream. I think I shared that dream. Anyways, in part of it, I was walking through a supermarket and Obama was standing by these magazines. And it was kind of like a big, I don't know, maybe it was like a press conference or whatever. But as he was walking past the magazines, his face was on the magazines and everything that was on the magazines that looked like him, like it would just turn black and die, anyways. And I was trying to point it out and say, did anybody see that? Did anybody see that? And nobody was interested. So that's all I was saying.
Hi, Ma.
Hello.
I love you,
Ma.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. Hey, Tana. The dream from last night that I am going to share, I don't really remember it in too much detail because I didn't realize it was a dream from or about godly things until after I woke up. But, okay, this is the dream. Let me see if I can find it. So I had a dream last night, and I dreamed that I was in Israel, and I was at a hospital, and there was a young woman, and she was about to give birth. I was there. Her family was there, and there were a lot of people. We were all gathered at this hospital and were waiting for the baby. And obviously, I'm not going to remember a lot of details because because I didn't realize what it was about until after I woke up. But I remember the young woman was about to be married to a young man. And in the dream, I kind of remembered a prayer. It was like kind of like I had a vision and a dream. It's not like the first time. That's not the first time that's happened. So while we were in the hospital, I was looking at the woman. I had this sort of vision of all these women in kind of, two in particular. One that was, I guess she was the mother of the woman, but she was in a white, so it looked kind of like a... kind of like the outfits that the nuns wear, but he was white and baby blue, white and blue colored, I think. And anyway, she said a prayer about the woman that was going to give birth. I don't remember what it was because I wasn't really paying attention. So I took it as kind of like a scene from the past, but she was praying over the daughter, and then the people, the woman that was with her came up and, started talking to her and, I guess, comforting her after the prayer. And anyway, we're in the hospital, and there's this huge party kind of in the waiting room. And I don't know if the young woman and the man were getting married either before or after the baby, but there was a celebration, and it was like a wedding celebration. I just remembered there was, in the waiting room, I was sitting there, and I was getting all of these snacks, and I was trying to put them back for later. I'm like, yes, just gathering all of these snacks, because the snacks. and let's see what else happened. And the young man's father was there, and I remember there was a call. I don't know if they were calling him or who they were calling, but we kept getting a phone call. And on the phone call, I kind of overheard it. Somebody was calling, and they kept trying to shut down the power to something. And that's what the discussion was about. They kept calling, trying to shut down the power to something. And that's pretty much it. That's all I remember. So.
Your team's blonde. It's like a, what's the meaning that you're getting from that? Does the baby represents tribulation? And
I don't know if the baby's tribulation or rapture. I think the waiting room is obviously us kind of like, well, the waiting room combined with the party is like when, I guess maybe it would be tribulation would make sense, because if we're in the party in the room,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the rapture, I guess, has already happened. And mm-hmm. and obviously the room is like the room we kind of still away to, and we have snacks and dinner with the Lord. So, I don't know. There might be a few different meanings.
Well, yeah. Do you see what they're saying in chat? Do you see what they're saying in chat about your dreams?
Let me click over. Oh, yeah, Stacey.
Resonates with you.
I know that Stacey believes the one that wanted to shut down the power is the enemy. I agree with that. You know, everybody kind of had a bad feeling about that in the dream. Let me turn off this scroll here. Yeah, I think I pretty much agree with most of what's here, so. Words by, you know, Ro, Raina, Stacy, so.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a, definitely sounds like a tribulation dream, rapture dream to me.
Yeah. Usually when I have like a...
Prayers I was thinking those prayers, when I usually ask God what they mean. I didn't on this one. I'm just using my logic. But I think the prayers I was thinking are, have to do with maybe, you know, praying for the people left behind, you know, or something like that.
I don't know. I remember just now that the man's father, he said a word to the group that was gathered. I don't remember what he said or what the woman that was praying said, so sorry. I just thought it was interesting. I've never had a dream in which I was, like, in Israel. I've never been there, so.
Well, that
that's
is
funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
And actually, that would make a tribulation, too, because that's where all the, you know, the 144K will be and the tribulation starting and all that stuff in Israel. And that's all about Israel.
Yeah. I mean, I would take it to be important, the fact that it was, like, in Israel where this was happening is, you know, just kind of like how JD and pretty much everybody else says, you know, there are, you know, sort of like timepiece. You know?
Yeah, Israel is definitely the... God always says, keep your eyes on Israel, and that's what I do, because it's all about when Israel makes a move. If you look in the past, you know, the 80s or 90s, they thought the rapture was going to happen, and everything looked good, but the problem is Israel was not involved in any of it. So
yeah.
Now Israel is involved, and that's what makes the move to make it happen now, you know. With Israel striking Iran soon, that'll start the ball rolling on that.
Yeah.
I believe they will. I believe they will be striking Iran very, very soon. I should read some news.
Cool.
Let me see. We got for the news. We don't have. I usually read
thanks.
News from. Go ahead.
I said thanks for sharing, Blah.
Oh yeah.
Still,
you're welcome.
I'm just gonna share some news, and we'll get chatting with Blah again after that. The news I read from is usually End Time Headlines on Facebook. This guy has a really great ministry, and he so just spends hours pulling the news articles together. End Time Headlines on Facebook. Iran says it has copied the U.S. drone. So, you know, it's definitely a setup. The current president of the United States, Obama, is definitely the Antichrist, because he's done everything in his power to allow other countries like Iran to excel off our technology and just ludicrous, crazy things that no one other president in the U.S. would ever do, allowing it to just, you know, not blowing it up or anything and allowing them to just go grab the drone and copy it. It's just crazy stuff, you know. So Iran has copied it. They also have flown a drone into Israel before. Israel's missiles do not detect the drones, you know. So they're trying to change that technology. Ukrainian National Guardsman opens fire on a crowd. That's not good. The Center of Disease Control warns of common parasites plaguing millions in the U.S. The CDC, which is the Center of Disease Control, says that parasites are picking up organisms and human bodies and causing millions of problems and plaguing millions in the U.S. with all kinds of problems and deaths and all kinds of not easily diagnosed and having trouble with that. I read that article on it. That's what I was dealing with, but I'm standing firm that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Armored vehicles used against civil population by Ukrainian law enforcers. Okay, armored vehicles are used against civil population in Ukraine. Okay. Pope Francis called Friday for governments to redistribute wealth to the poor in a new spirit of generosity to help curb the economy of exclusion. That is, okay, so this is a weird article. In Las Vegas, residents in the valley's east side are disgusted by what they've been finding in the streets. Piles of beheaded birds are being dumped in random locations throughout the area. They don't know why. It's like a cult or something. Days of Lot, first openly gay NFL player, mixed draft. So there's an openly gay NFL player, and he made the draft, and then he kissed his boyfriend on the TV or whatever it is, and so they're all celebrating all the bars and all the stuff around those cities. 400 U.S. mercenaries deployed on ground in Ukraine military operation. Wow. Top Christian bestseller book accused of heresy. There's a book called Jesus Calling. It's a runaway bestseller. It's by Sarah. I don't see her last name. It's a pretty big popular book, and they said she was involved in the New Age movement, and then she came to Christ, but the book has a lot of New Age stuff in it, they claim. So I don't know. I haven't read it. Export to Congress. EMP clearance. Okay. So Congress is worried because China, Russia, and North Korea, little North Korea, that we think is not, harm to us. They have an EMP. An EMP is electromagnetic device, and what it does is they fire it in the air over the U.S. Doesn't make any sound, but when it explodes, it cuts all the electricity off the grid, electromagnetic pulse grid off in the U.S. or anywhere. It's very dangerous. It'll shut the grid down on the U.S. path. And China's got it, Russia's got it, North Korea's got it, and they want to use it on us, so... That will happen. God's prophesied many times that will happen. And when that happens, the grid will go down and everything will change in the country. Martial law will be declared. Today's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all the women that listen to RCC that are mothers and on the chat room. And we release God's blessing into your life today. Okay. An Arkansas judge on Friday declared that the state's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. So Arkansas struck down the ban on same-sex marriage. Killer robots to be debated at the UN. That's the latest thing. Is they're building robots now that do things in the war, but they also kill people and stuff, and they want to... there's a lot of laws in the UN now that are trying to stop that. But we know the U.S. probably hasn't. Mainly, like the U.S. right now, they're working with lasers. The U.S. has lasers that can shoot things out of the sky. That's the latest technology that we have. The U.S. Naval Academy hosts its first marriage. I guess two guys got married for Maryland in Maryland as the U.S. Naval Academy hosted that. Boy, Obama's pushing that hardcore. Alabama lesbians sue to obtain legal recognition as parents of an 8-year-old boy. New developments could mean spike in terror against Israel. It looks like there's technology or whatever that is increasing that could mean, an increase in terror against Israel. Airliner nearly collided with a drone. U.S. Airways Express nearly collided with the drone. China is considering building a high-speed rail train from Beijing to the United States. It would go around Alaska and under the water. That would be just crazy. But I wouldn't be surprised with the way Obama rubber stamps everything. North Korea is preparing for the fourth nuclear test. Now Japan has said that if they do fire that thing, Japan will take it out. They're not going to let it just hit the water. They're going to fire it out of the sky. Problem. And they're using our carriers to do it. So Catholics call for more exorcists to fight the rise of Satanism. I guess there's a lot of more satanic stuff going on around the world, so the Catholics are calling for more exorcists. They actually need more people who are willing to do exorcisms. So if there's anybody in RCC that's bored, whatever, and you want to go do exorcisms for the Catholic Church, you call them up. They're going to send you out to go do that. And, you know, we have all authority and the power to drive out all those demons as well, in Jesus' name. Britain is drawing up plans with the U.S. and other European countries to disarm the threat of Putin. They're trying to, okay, U.S. and Europe's planning to cut off Russia's gas supply. They're trying to figure out a way to get gas without going through Russia, because that'll just, that'll close everything down real, real fast. If they cut off Ukraine, Europe won't have gas. It'll be a nightmare. It'll be a war, basically. U.S. warship arrives in Georgia amid Ukraine crisis. Oh, wow. We have a warship arriving in Georgia. Ukraine deploys 15,000 troops to Russian border. NATO beefs up forces in Eastern Europe. Oh, boy, here we go. War is going to start. Okay. Ukrainian Jews form defense force to combat anti-Jewish attacks. Good. Good for them. A Missouri elementary school boy will now be called a girl, as he proudly announces to the principal. Okay. Russian aircraft carrier sails into the English Channel. And that's it. We got a song. Thank you.
dropped.
Your call dropped and you're the host. I think blog music all of a sudden just came on.
No, that doesn't happen. My calls drop all the time. When they drop, I have to press a button that says continue show, and music never goes on. So I don't know what's going on. It's totally weird.
I thought maybe it was blah. He's not on the line, he said.
You know what's weird is Blah is not playing the music, but when I muted him, the music stopped. So that is really weird. Like, Blah
is coming
weird. From your line, which is interesting. I really like the music, but Blah said it wasn't him. That's just really bizarre. That's just really bizarre. I don't know. It wasn't Blog Talk. It was coming from Blah, because when I muted Blah, it stopped, but Blah was saying he wasn't playing, so I don't know. Is it a God thing, or were you doing that, Blah?
He said that he wasn't on the line anymore this year.
But when he was on the line, Blah, when you were on the line, was it your music? I'm just curious. Yeah, he said it wasn't him. That's so bizarre. Wow.
That is crazy.
I don't know.
Is Blah
know
on the line right now? No.
Because I know Blah does electronic music in addition to, so I was like, that must be maybe Blah sent in one of his songs that you were playing.
I thought maybe just Judy put the music on and didn't realize we were doing the news or something. But it was good.
I wouldn't interrupt it. Well, you know, sometimes I do, but I wouldn't have during the news, you know. So anyway, Blah might call back. He's going to go get some ice cream. Anyway, that was just bizarre. So why don't you finish your news? Keith, I'm sorry you got interrupted there. My call had dropped, do you want to finish the news?
No, the news is done. No, we can chat. Blah, get us some ice cream. Go get us some. Bring it back, please.
Yeah. Carol was saying it was supernatural music. And speaking of music, shall we play a worship song, family?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay, this is for Sherry.
Cool.
Sherry's request.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I've told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best that's ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, we a dog fight, no child, no.
Everybody. Yep. I think of God's mommy too. Happy Mother's Day to God's mommy too. I hope everybody had a pleasant day. What there?
Years ago, God told me he would be my mother. Because I had kind of a really broken family, and God said,
yeah.
I'll be your mother, your father, I'll be your uncle.
Everything. Yes.
I'll be a cousin.
Everything.
Yeah,
I'll be your mother. I'll be your mother.
Yeah.
You got,
so
got me
good.
Ready-made. I'm everybody's mom. Yeah, you better believe it. Now anybody wants a mommy, they got one. Hey.
We love you, Pat.
I love everybody. Mama Pat's pizza coming up.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. We love
we love everyone.
Without God giving our mothers us, no one would be here.
Amen.
Yes,
God
exactly.
God can bless all the mothers out there today. We release God's blessings into all their lives today with finances and health, everything they want.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Amen. Just have a little talk with the Lord, have a little chat with him, and honor him with trust and confidence. Keep it simple, cards on the table, you know, and just have a chat with him and tell him what's on your heart and trust that he's going to come through. It's that trust element and the confidence in your prayer. If you're praying to him with confidence and sincerity like his child or spouse, you're going to hear from him and he's going to do for you, period.
Yep.
How could it be any other way?
You're
any
right.
other way does not exist with God.
You're right, Pat. You're right.
You want to know, Pat? You want to know?
Yes.
That is so true. That is so true. Hey, Pat, you want to know how rapture-centric I am today on Mother's
oh,
Day?
Oh, it doesn't surprise me.
Okay,
go ahead.
So, funny story time. Okay, so I was offered, you know, this Mother's Day to be taken to a really nice dinner and then offered to go somewhere besides that, another thing. And all I wanted to do was just, well, anyway, I was going to say yes. And then the Lord, I took a shower and stuff, and I felt like the Lord said, rest. I want you to be with me. So I said
yes.
no to all the different plans. And then I realized I would rather be here with my rapture-centric family eating mac and cheese or something simple. I made mac and cheese and a salad. And
hey,
I'm so different. Happy. I would just
yeah.
rather be.
Yeah.
It was nice to be offered some nice things, but I really,
yes.
I would just really rather be obeying my Jesus. He wanted me to lay with
yeah.
him, and all I did was just lay on my bed and relax,
yeah.
and he had me watch J.D. Farag's Mideast
yeah.
update, which we shared in the
yeah.
beginning of the show, and then he's like, he goes, and this is where you want to be anyway with your real family, you know, with RCC, because
yes.
I wouldn't have been around for RCC tonight, and, but anyway,
okay.
it's just cool. I just, you guys, it's just
no,
so
he
fun
does this.
To obey the Lord.
No,
honestly,
he does this with
mean,
me.
I would
yeah.
do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have them here. They want me to go out and do things, and it's like, you know, I was supposed to go to a surprise birthday party, and I'm saying, Jesus, I really don't want to be. I just don't want to do this stuff anymore. I don't want to hurt anybody's
uh-huh.
feelings. But it worked
yeah.
out that it didn't. But sometimes, like, I mean, this is a little intimate, but Judy, I'm going. But sometimes I'm so tired in the afternoon, I just lay down and rest, and it's like. He'll just say, sometimes I make you tired, just so you stop everything and come and just be with me, think about me, just place yourself in my arms and just fall asleep in my arms, take a little nap. This is almost every day for years. And
wow.
it's pure as crystal, warm as the brightest star. But I have the sensation of him just holding me, you know, like a father would hold a little child or a spouse's spouse or a friend's friend. I mean, I know I'm putting myself out there to say that, but I mean it in a very pure and beautiful way, you know, but he does that. So, I have the Prince of Peace on. Oh, I swear his mouth or something just moved. I have the picture on. Oh, Jesus, he's probably saying, what are you telling these people? Well, yes. But he'll do that. He'll just say, you know, I'll be so tired. And I say, why am I? He says, maybe I just wanted you to spend some time. Maybe we just want to hold each other for a while. And he'll just let me picture that. And that's for all of you. That's for every one of you. It's not just for me. It's for everybody. So don't be afraid, you know, to picture yourself. And I know I'm not the only one who has this. Come on, I've heard a few other people say he just loves to spend time. He loves to be in your arms. I don't care where you are or what you do. He doesn't want. He said in the beautiful book from I read from, you know, that he and I, he said, because she was going out, and he says, even when you go out, she had to go to these special places. He says, I would like to throw the fowler's net over you so that you stay in the Christ consciousness. Think of me when you're there. Don't forget me. So when he has possession of a soul, when he knows you are his, okay, he likes you for himself. Yes, there's times you've got to go out, and he understands, but he will tell you, don't forget me. Tell me through this visitation that you're going to enjoy that you love me and be more at home with me than you are with them. Not that he doesn't know that you love people and stuff, but he wants to be number uno. Oh, let me tell you. I've had 50 years of this. I know he wants to be number one, and he loves it when you say, come into my arms, let me console you. So when I lay down in the afternoon and rest, and I'm tired because my medicine too makes me tired, it's like, his presence is so strong, and it's just like he's holding me. He's like just consoling me, like keep me company. And that's for every one of you, every one of you. So don't be afraid of those moments when they seem a little bit like, what is this, you know, because this is love. This is the love of a God who loves you so much, you know, really. So I put myself out a little bit, yeah. But it's
no,
very pure. It's very sweet.
Pat, you don't have to ever mute yourself. I want to welcome Deborah. Somerset, she just popped in chat. Deborah, we're so glad you're here. Happy Mother's Day, Deborah. We're really glad you jumped in. And I don't want to miss anyone else. Everybody I've welcomed. Yep. Okay. It's family. I can tell a few people are probably doing Mother's Day things. But yeah.
Block calling
okay.
back.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, Block can call back and see if that can happen again. Okay. Hi, Block.
Hello.
Hey,
Block.
Hi, Block.
That was so bizarre.
Yeah,
Bob.
I'm going to have somebody call me, and I'm going to accept that call, and let's see if the music happens.
Okay,
okay
cool.
First thing, call me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who's going to call you? Who do you want to call you?
Want me to Skype you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been Skyping with Blah.
I'm going to Skype with Mr. Blah. Okay.
Wait.
What is that?
I just had to mute Blah, but that's what happened. If he takes another call, that music comes on.
Wow.
Let me see if I can get Blah back on the air. Hold on. Okay. So, Blah, it was you
okay,
after all, Blah.
Hilarious.
It was just Skype music,
I have to find out if something is a miracle or if it was really something different, and I'm really glad we got to the bottom of that one.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Go back.
Judy, what's this text you sent me? Can you hear RCC? I'm not hearing it.
I sent it to you.
Oh, you sent it to me.
Oh,
I can't tell who sent it. Oh,
it was
well,
at the start. Then we did the video.
But I wasn't on. I had my son here. I just got on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Judy,
we're here loud and clear.
Features or something.
Yeah, we're here loud and clear.
Now that we have Law back on, we can trap him into not getting off the phone.
Well, tell us your.
He's staying, Law.
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of ice cream do you have, Blah? Wait, I want to hear about Blah's ice cream. Hold up.
Mother's Day.
Blah's ice cream.
It was Snickers ice cream, which I don't know.
Ooh.
Ooh, I love that.
Oh, yummy. All right.
I bought it for the guys at work, but they didn't eat it, so I just got.
Tell us all your secrets, Blah.
What secrets?
Come on, tell us all your secrets.
Blah, tell us all
your dirt.
No,
we'll let you talk for half an hour. Tell us all your dirt. What's going down?
I'll tell you my favorite color.
we want
all the dirt, all the secrets.
Wait, I think I know, but you tell, and then I'll see if I was
Sorry,
right.
You know the secrets, tell them.
Let's try to guess. I'm going to guess. It's orange.
I'm going to say blue.
Purple.
No. Blue, I'd say
no.
No.
Green.
Red.
You guys
Yellow.
Are wasting all of your guesses.
Purple.
White.
Pink. How about pink?
Salmon.
Are you just going to go down the...
Yeah, we're going to go down the rainbow.
No, we're guessing.
Brown.
Not us focusing.
Green.
Orange.
Green.
You're not going to guess it. It's
you
a color that's not
leopard,
on the earth.
Leopard skin color. Leopard
oh,
leotard
truce.
Color.
It's only a color that happens.
It's a color
green.
What?
Blue green.
He's going to tell us. What is it?
I just said
lavender.
It's only a color in heaven.
What
about
lavender?
What range is it in? Is
yeah,
it,
but
is
it
reddish or green or gold?
I think it's something that can't be described. You know, I've never had a favorite color, so.
Silver?
Pretty sure it's up there and not down here. So. Sorry.
Okay. Chest and blue or purple?
No.
Can you give it a name?
No, I can't because I don't know what the color is.
Hot purple.
Yeah, but gold, purple, burgundy, black, red.
Okay, Blah. Well, we're not in heaven yet. So, since you're on Earth, what is your flesh favorite color?
I would say the closest is gonna be like what ultraviolet, which I still think is like
a
variant
purple,
of light. You know, so
yeah, anyway. like a bluish purple.
No,
yeah,
I don't think it's like that. Is it?
Yeah.
Ultraviolet's kind of purple.
Well, I don't know if that's it, so.
Okay.
Blah, what, can you tell us what it's close to on Earth, the color you see in heaven?
No, I never said I saw it. I just said I don't have a color I've come across here that, like, wowed me. That made me think, that's
wow.
My favorite color.
Okay.
So he'll be dressed in it when he's in heaven.
It was a waste of time, the whole thing.
But we want to know.
Yeah, me too.
You know us, we want to know. Every little thing, we want to know.
Hearing your voice talking about colors.
Do you guys want to? Yeah.
God, I was gonna say Judy's gonna say something. Do we want to what? Play a game? What?
I was just thinking, we have some anointed people on the phone. We have Law and Pat and Tana and Keith, and I was thinking that we could. This is really fun. What we do is, we all pray, and then we don't pray for, you know, words for each other. Let's just pray, and let's just see what God. I have some things in my head, but I just want to make sure. I want to see what you guys come up with. So let's ask the Lord what He wants us to do for the next half hour. You guys want to do that? Let's pray. Oh, and let's welcome Leah.
How are you?
Hi, Leah.
Hey.
We're so glad to see you.
Jordy.
Hello. did you say good morning to Leah?
Good morning.
Good morning. Why are we screwy? We really have to get out of here.
That's not me.
Hi, Donna. That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a cheap imitation. Whoever did that. That's not funny. We know what Bloss would do.
That wasn't me.
Call in, Carol, if you're anointed, call in. Okay,
yeah,
so
Carol,
she has a brother.
What did you say, Bob?
I think God wants a little play with him. I don't know. I'm feeling like God's in a playful mood. He wants to play.
I think so.
Yeah. Lord, we love you. We want to play. We want you to play, and we want to have a last half hour of playing with you, Jesus. So we ask, Father, that the Holy Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God would show us how you play. Show us what they're doing in heaven. How are they playing in heaven right now? And play with us, Father, as we are fellowshipping with one another. And we're on the line here, and we are ready to party with you. We're ready for you to come get us. But if you're not going to come get us right this second, we want to play and see what you want to do, Father. We love you so much, Jesus. We love you. We worship you. You're wonderful.
Yeah.
We love you, Jesus.
We love you, sweet Abba. Yeah.
Well.
Are you playing the word game?
I think we should play God's Not Dead. The song.
Say what?
God's
okay.
Hey, that's a good song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
What's the word game, Keith?
I just got that from the Lord. Like, will we get a word on each person?
Yeah, like just everybody says a word that's coming to your head. Because I did get a word that came to my head right when you said that, and I heard the word healing. If anyone gets a word that comes to your head, say it. Ready, go.
Alabaster.
What?
What?
Cool. No weird words, just normal words.
That's in the Bible.
Oh, that's a good word. Alabaster.
That's a material. That's something you make a bowl out of it or something. Alabaster. It's like marble or something.
Oh, so that would be like the Lord's telling me it's like molding. He's molding us or that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, alabaster's beautiful.
Clay.
He's going to mold us in something beautiful, he said.
Okay.
Wait, what was Grandma's password?
Joyful.
And what was yours, Tana?
Oh, I didn't. I was saying clay, and then I was saying Potter's Field. But it's funny when I was getting before we were doing all this. I just opened up my my thing that you Spotify where you listen to music, and God's Not Dead just like peered out. Like there's so many songs I have there, but that was the one that just peered out to me. So
good job.
That's
a great
the song.
Song
that I wanted to play next too. I really wanted, even though we've been playing it every day, I really wanted to play that. So that's perfect. So
mm-hmm.
What word did you get, Keith?
Formulating.
What?
Formulating.
Like he's.
Leah. Leah, what word are you getting?
Well, I got. don't laugh. I got two words, but I think one was my own, and the first one was dinner, but that wasn't right. So.
God's hungry. Give him some dinner.
but the second one was Bible flip. So there you go.
Oh, that's good.
Wait, what
Bible
did you say?
Bible flip.
I keep hearing
Bible flip. Okay.
Bible flip.
Well, that's interesting that you should say Bible flip because Carol's on the phone, and I bet Carol has a Bible verse at the tip of her tongue, don't you, Carol?
Oh, Hey, Jenna. Hey, Judy.
Carol. You spit it out, Carol. Spit it out.
Okay.
Carol,
let me see.
We love you.
I love you, too.
We love you, too, honey.
I'm so tired.
Are you? You sound tired.
I am. I don't know why. Well, yes, I know why. Because I haven't been sleeping really well. And today it's hitting me like a ton of bricks.
Then, Carol, we need to keep you dancing then, okay? So here we go.
Go.
Carol has to dance. I'm going to wake her up.
Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall.
coolest thing happened during this song. First of all, did you guys notice during the song that you could hear Blah whispering? That was
so awesome. Wow, Blah, you did great.
I didn't whisper. Yeah, that's part of the song.
Oh, I was wondering if that was part of the song. I thought it was Blah.
I did too.
I really did. I thought that was Blah. The first time I heard it, I said, oh, he's playing tricks with us.
No, I only talked at the very beginning of the song.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was just Blah was on the phone and then the person was. But you guys, during worship, I was in my kitchen and I was dancing and then the Lord had me put my hands up and it was a really cool experience. It kind of caught me off guard. Usually I just rock out and stuff, but he had me put my hands up and be still and have my hands up, and he said he wanted to touch people. So let's just, wherever you're at right now, I heard the Lord said he wanted to touch people, and that kind of goes along with alabaster and the different words people were getting. God wants to touch us today, and, you know, his hand is never... his hand is always on us, but sometimes he likes to come and do things and surprise us. So if you're needing a touch from the Lord and you desire that right now, what he showed me was people putting their hand on their heart or their head or some part in their body. So just go ahead and place your hand anywhere where you feel like the Lord's telling you to place it, or even nowhere if you're not feeling it. But the Lord just wants to touch you today. I just want to declare and do a prayer, and then if everybody on the line, if you could do a prayer, and then maybe we could do another worship song and just usher in what the Lord wants to do right now. It's a major flirting time is what I'm getting. So, Father, we love you, Jesus. We thank you for your presence. It's more powerful and more real than anything in this world. Though we can't see you yet, we know you're here. You're more real than the chair I'm sitting in. Your spirit is real. And, Father, I just pray right now for myself and everyone that's listening for a touch. I pray for a touch that you would want to give to each of us, Father. We all have different unique desires and needs and wants. And I pray for that special touch from heaven. I speak peace. I speak healing to the body. Healing to bodies, Father, we thank you that you did promise that you wanted to heal people at RCC before you took us, and I just continue to declare that. Healing, pain gone, freedom in the emotions, the mind, the heart, the will. Lord of your people, Father, I pray for a peace that passes all understanding. I thank you for your healing that heals memories. I thank you for healing memories. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you have a prayer forming within you, please just speak it out.
I just want to read a paragraph of he and I.
If this is the healing of our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our souls, thank you, Jesus. Pray for the lost that they come to know you. I pray that in favor, like we know you. Have that relationship that you want with them, like we have with you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you.
The Lord wants you all to know that he is putting his word, his very word, his living word, into your mind, and he is writing it, he is inscribing it, in which is himself, into your heart, and he is your God, and you are his people. Don't be discouraged with your walk in him. He began a most excellent work in you. He is going to finish it. He is the author and perfecter and finisher of your faith. Look up, be encouraged, be filled with his joy, be filled with his peace. For he says, I am coming, I am coming, I am coming. for you.
We thank you, Lord, for all the people in all RCC. We thank you for all the people in the chat room, anyone that's been affected by RCC. We ask for healing, Lord. We know that we heard the word alabaster and formulating, creating. You gave me the word creating. So you're creating a new thing, Lord, you know, bringing down a new thing. And we want a new thing at RCC. We thank you for your power in advance for dropping, Lord, and releasing healing, Lord, like a just an explosion of healing. It'll heal and repair all of our bodies. Every part of our bodies will be completely be repaired and healed. Healing is easy, Lord, from you. It's easy. And it's easy for us to believe to receive it, Lord. Easy, easy, easy. We ask for healing in every single person's body, no matter what's going on with it, Lord. You created us. You know what to do. Jesus, you're the healer. You're the doctor that knows everything. We ask that you go in and heal every single person's body and touch it, Jesus. Be restored and renewed. We ask for the fire of God to come down and go through our bodies and find the places that need to be restored in our minds, anything that is not of God, anything that's bothering us, anxiety, stress, whatever. Lord, you know what it is, and you ask that you fix that too. Give us peace in our minds, healing in our bodies, with love in our hearts towards all people. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We're counting on it. We're thanking you for it. We're excited about it. We want it. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. We know you're about healing. That's all you did on earth, Jesus, was heal. And we know you're about it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 We thank you, the Holy Spirit, fire fall upon all of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Regarding the alabaster box or the alabaster, I think, Keith, you had mentioned earlier that you used the word alabaster, and I think Rojo at the same time. It was Blah that said alabaster?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Rojo, I believe, at the same time wrote in chat alabaster. Right about the same time he has said it. I was thinking, what does alabaster mean? And it came to me that the alabaster box was a very, very, very expensive perfume. The perfume, I think, was in the alabaster box, but it was very, very expensive. And I don't know which Mary it was. There's so many Marys that were around Jesus, but one of them,
Mary Magdalene.
I think it was her. I think it was Mary Magdalene who
broke
the very expensive alabaster box and anointed and washed Jesus' feet with it. And people asked, "Well, why would why would she break the alabaster box that was so expensive and not sell it and give the money to the poor?" And Jesus said, that what she did was more than what was more, it meant more to him than if she had sold it, because the poor will always be there, but she knew the value of being with Jesus. I'm paraphrasing here, but what I'm getting is that everything that whatever means to us, whatever is so deep in our heart, we pour it out on Jesus. And when we pour out whatever's deep in our heart, really touches his heart, because he knows that it means so very much to him that we're giving the very depth of our being, the very depth of our heart to him. And we're washing his feet with our love for him. So I wanted you all to know that.
Thank you, honey.
Awesome. Oh, Bill.
I hope you feel the stillness of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the body, the peace, all that God wants to give you. He wants to give you everything, every blessing is yours. Receive it in his name. Amen.
Show me their spirit, but it also show me what they look like. Well, God had showed me what Pat looks like in real life, and so I could see, I knew what she looked like. And it was cool because she had sent me this picture of her, which I never realized she sent me a picture. And then today when I had texted her that the show wasn't on, I said, oh my gosh, Pat sent me her picture. And I was like, oh, that's the exact picture that God told me showed me she looked like.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. That's so cool. Okay, Bill, this dream apparently Stacey had is really amazing. He said the engagement time is over, so read it.
I only have a little bit in chat. It says she had a dream today that she got the most beautiful ring. It was brilliant. She was looking for the diamond. However, on the ground, she saw all of these pearls. And she was watching a video, and in the video, it was explained to her that we're the diamonds. Let's see here. But she says, in the dream, the pearls were all over the ground. The ring was beautiful, and it was two pieces. It was an engagement band. And let's see here. Yeah. Rhea posted a word from Malachi. It looks like maybe 3 and 7. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him.
Hmm. Wow.
But Stacy says she thought she was looking for a diamond, but he showed her lots of pearls. So.
Wow.
Did you want to read Heat and I, Pat?
Oh, yeah. You know, okay. Oh, hold on. Hold on a minute. Okay. Yeah, this is really good. He says, don't you see that faith should permeate everything you do? Faith in my actual presence in you, faith in the love that is leading. When you are very sure of this love living in you, what a change in your life, my child. You know the difference between a solitary voyage and one with a companion, two dear friends, or a man and his wife. There's no comparison, is there? Well, when you have given me the joy and honor of sharing everything with my all-loving presence, your being will be, as it were, enfolded in another being, mine. So try to form the habit of seeing everything with the eyes of faith. You can practice this many times during the day. You don't like to run out of wool or thread for your spinning wheel, do you? And you find it easy to make provisions for all these earthly things. Then how could you go through this life so brief in reality, yet so seemingly long, without the spirit of faith, so necessary for holiness, faith, the living spring of the fountain of love? And do you realize that love is the one and only goal and that everything should serve to lead you to it? A very little thing becomes big if it takes you to love, and an important work is absolutely nothing if it fails to lead to love. Oh, humility, contrition. If love enlivens you, what power is yours close to the heart of the man-god? And how could you love if you did not believe in the love living in your heart? My home is there. So there you go, guys.
Spirit and the bride say...
Come!
Oh, come get out.
Mama,
get
Jesus.